Kirchner, Daniel D. Quaintance, and Mary Helen Quaintance.
Government President Brennan, Your Honor, Ms. Martinez for the United States.
Leon Scheidler for Mr. Kirchner, Your Honor.
Mark Romero for Daniel Quaintance, who's here.
I'm with Sparks on behalf of Mary Helen.
Are all three waiving prelim or not?
Daniel Quaintance is not waiving prelim, Your Honor.
Okay.
Ms. Quaintance is, Your Honor.
Okay.
Mr. Kirchner would too, but it's rendered moot, I guess, by one co-defendant going forward. So.
Oh.
Not necessarily, Your Honor.
You can't waive individually?
You can waive, Your Honor. Each defendant's individual.
Right. We'll tender the document, but it sounds like there's going to be a prelim.
There'll be a
prelim as to.
As to Mr. Quaintance, and what we normally do is reschedule that to allow the government time to make sure the agent's here, and we can set that. Probably, I could do it this afternoon, or we could do it in a few days. There's a pending motion, Mr. Robert, for immediate release that I wanted to give the government time to respond to. It was also incomplete. So we could do both of those maybe at the same time?
Your Honor, we have our case agent here. We don't have the agent ready to stop, but we're just going to go forward on probable causes to Mr. Pages. So we'd be able to go forward on his case right now.
Well, I have a very lengthy docket, so what I do is reschedule those.
Yes, ma'am.
Like I said, I could do it this afternoon.
As a question, Your Honor.
But we've got a pending motion that the government has not responded to.
I haven't seen the motion, Your Honor. I don't know what motion
is. It's a motion for immediate release based on
religious freedom restoration.
Motion for immediate release and return of property. Mrs. Quaintance has also filed the same motion. Hers was a little bit more complete in the attachments, but Mr. Quaintance's was not.
Okay. So I'll take a look at these were documents that I received in toto, so I